So for the past few weeks, we have been going through this this text, and it's covering the teaching to explain the no-self. Yeah, 我相若菩萨有我相人相众生相受者相即非菩萨. So last week we end on this verse, 不与万法为伴侣. Yeah, so to simply translate, literally it means not to be in companionship with all phenomena. The precise meaning would be to not cling on to not have attachment to any phenomena. So previously, with some of the verses that we went through, then my teacher went through how there is two levels of emptiness. Yeah. So, 我空法空, the emptiness of the self versus the emptiness of phenomena. And as we go through the text, it may not be apparent, but for my teacher to emphasize on the emptiness of the self is actually quite unique. Because in the Chinese Mahayana tradition, oftentimes this is being glossed over. Yeah. Not that any Mahayana teachers or masters would speak against the teaching of no self, but it's often positioned and seen as a Sravaka teaching, a Hinayana teaching, and so oftentimes just, you know, just touch and go. Yeah. Or maybe not much emphasis given. And oftentimes a greater emphasis given to the teaching on emptiness itself and on the Bodhisattva path. Yeah. So over here, within that context, then my teacher's emphasis on both aspects, yeah, emptiness of self and emptiness of phenomena, that is quite unique. And should I say, very crucial. So he gave the illustration in last week's lesson on how if a person were to do contemplation on emptiness of phenomena alone, then one may say, all phenomena is empty, yeah, but the self is not. Yeah. May not be a natural conclusion that the self is empty. Yeah. Or, as far as this statement, 不与万法为伴侣, we may say, yes, I will not be in companionship with all phenomena. Yeah. There's still an I. There's still a self. The self is not attached to the phenomena. So my teacher highlighted, if a person truly penetrates into the teaching on emptiness and of self and phenomena, then it's merely no attachment. Yeah. And no sense of a self not being attached. So we ended here last week, so we continue from there. For those who are using the text, it's at page 89, second paragraph. 佛法中说我自分两种. Yeah, so earlier on we mentioned about 我空法空. So now we introduce to a more minute delineation. 我执, the attachment of the self, 分两种, can be further categorized into two areas. Yeah. So 一种是分别我执, 一种是具身我执. Yeah, so these are the two categories. The first one, discriminating attachment to the self, and the second one is spontaneous or innate attachment to the self. Yeah, so loosely speaking, as we will go through a text, it is that the first category is an attachment to the self, and the second is also. The difference is the first type is through discrimination. It's through hearing other people's discrimination, illustration, explanation. And then we connect with that. And as a result, we also think in this way. We also discriminate in this way. And as a result, then arises a form of attachment to the self. The first is of this nature. The second one, 具身我执. Yeah, 具身 basically means innate. Yeah, like almost inborn. Of course, in Buddhism, we say nothing is inborn. But with respect to this life, it seems like we are just born that way. Yeah. So that more innate, yeah, that means without learning from others, we have an attachment to the self. So that is the second category. So let's look at the text for more details. So these two types, 分别我知是指心的分别, so it's referring to the discrimination of the mind. In other words, our thinking. 也就是学习来的, yeah, in other words, something that we learn. So if we go through the text, it's quite specifically about learning this concept of the self. Yeah. 老师告诉我们, 这个身体里有个我, so the teacher tells us there is a self within us, yeah, within this body. When we look at this, then we may also have a question. In school, which teacher teach us this? Huh? Have you ever encountered any class, the teacher say, inside this body, there's a self. Huh? Is there such a thing? Not directly anyway. Yeah. So here, 老师 refers to any teacher who may give us this idea. And here, the teacher more specifically refers to religious teachers. Yeah. So in Buddhism, no Buddhist teacher should ever say, inside this body, there's a self. Or for that matter, outside this body is a self. Or that this body is the self. Or apart from this body, there's a separate self that owns this body. Yeah, all this is actually considered wrong views. Yeah, so here it will be referring to teachers from other schools of thought. Yeah, that declares in this body, 这个身体里有个我, yeah, that there is a self in this body. Yeah, so if you were to go to other, let's say other religion or other schools of thought, you may not hear these exact words. Yeah. Such exact words concisely in this way, maybe not, but something in the same direction. Yeah, such as our current life, this is our mortal life. Yeah, apart from our mortal life, there is an everlasting life. Yeah, there is the soul within us. Yeah, sounds more familiar. So the description itself, the wordings may be different, but the essence is the same, that there is a self. So, 我恭敬的信受如是法. So, we may, a person, not we, but a person may hear such discourse being given by a certain teacher. And of course, in modern context, usually a religious teacher. And as a result, we may very reverentially, yeah, accept. Mm. Out of respect, we may accept such a discourse, such a concept, such a teaching. Mm. Then what happened? 也就是学习来的. Yeah, so we... sorry, I skipped the line. 所以就会认为, yeah, so having learned in this way, and we accept 信受. Yeah, we believe in it, and we accept it. So, 所以就会认为什么? 身体里有个我. So having heard, and out of faith, we believe, and then we accept. Yeah. So this is something quite interesting. 信受. What are the cases where you need to 信? It's when you cannot directly verify. Then you need to have faith. Yeah. But when the moment you have faith, then naturally it means that you have accepted also. In Buddhism, at a certain point, maybe we also have to do this. Yeah, but for Buddhism, beyond this point, to progress, the very definition of progress, spiritual progress in Buddhism, is that you go beyond just having faith, believing and accepting, but you also do a contemplation on it. You also investigate for yourself, and then you verify, then you see for yourself whether it's true or not. But it also starts off with 信受. So here, if you accept this kind of teaching, then you may also have this mindset. 身体里有个我, that this body has a self. 受受相信是老病死, form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness. All these are subject to aging, sickness, and death. Subject to this. So, 终究要坏的, ultimately, they would disintegrate. Ultimately, they will decay. So, 但这个我是常住不变的, So, although form, feelings, perception, mental formations, and consciousness, the five aggregates, these are subject to aging, sickness, and death. But this self is permanent, everlasting, and unchanging. We may have this concept. Again, of course, because in most school of thoughts today, this formal structure of the five aggregates may not be a common model for everybody. In the Buddha's time, not everybody used the five aggregates also. A lot of them use this. Some of them subscribe to four aggregates. Some of them subscribe to three aggregates. Some two aggregates. Some one aggregates. Yeah. So, who are the one who subscribe to one aggregate? The nihilistic view. 断灭论的. 唯我主义, 唯物主义, materialist view, one aggregate. Only body. So, similarly, in today's context, not everybody use this model. So some of them maybe just body, mind, heart, and soul. Yeah. Right? If you ask most people, if you tell them form, feelings, perception, mental formations, consciousness, similar. Even if you ask most Buddhists, they are like, well, no, you see Chim, wow, you are Zhouhou Mu already. Huh? Yeah. But if you tell them, Buddha teach us about body and mind and heart. They can understand. Yeah, Buddha teach us about our body and our mind and our emotions. They can understand. You tell them form, feelings, perception, mental formations, consciousness. Oh, too cheap. Yeah. So, similarly for other schools of thought, they may not have the same exact model, but the essence is the same. Yeah. They may think, oh, this mortal existence of ours is subject to aging, sickness, and death. Yeah, the very word mortal means that we can die. Yeah, so, in which case, then what? Apart from this mortal life, there is an immortal soul. Yeah, and this is not just any particular religion. Almost all other religions have this concept. They may vary as far as the nature of the soul, but and how it's created, who created it, and so on and so forth, but they all share certain common traits, which is that the soul is permanent, is everlasting, and doesn't change. They all share this common trait. So, here, if we accept this concept, then we may have such a view. And what else? 欢喜这种思想, we may delight in this kind of thinking. 这是分别我执, this is considered the attachment of the self through discrimination. Yeah? Because this is through learning. Sometimes in the past, I ever thought of this before. And I got very curious. Because some people that I encountered, they tell me, 师父, I don't know why, or rather, they didn't call me Sifu, that person actually, because not a Buddhist. So they say, for a long time, I just have this void in me, and I keep searching and searching, and until one day I found, in this case, found a certain religion that filled the void. So, if I don't recall wrongly, the particular person was actually a 12-year-old girl, primary 6. Yeah. So then she said that somehow she she connect very strongly. And then she even tell me, actually, she realized that all this while, yeah, this is not something that people teach her. Yeah, that she have this feeling that there's a being, basically God lah. I mean, in her belief. So I said, so are you saying that when you're 3 years old, you already have this concept? Then she ding ding ding. Well, actually no. When I was 3 years old, I don't have this concept. So I asked her, when is the first time you have this concept that you were created by somebody? Then she ding ding. Oh yeah, maybe when I was in school, then someone told me, then it seemed to make sense. Because if you think about it, small kids, they don't have this concept. Yeah, they don't have this concept. Yeah. And for that matter, small kids, they don't have a concept of what is I. Yeah. At a certain age, they don't have a strong concept of self, and in turn, no strong concept of what is mine or what is yours. So that's why at a certain point, sometimes they just take things without. They don't have a concept of possession. Because possession, you need the I, then there's mine and yours. Yeah. So sometimes small kids at a certain age, not that they want to steal things, but they don't have the concept. Whatever, they just, no? Then they just play. In modern biology, is it biology or psychology? Kids at a certain age, they are not even able to discern the concept of themselves in terms of a reflection. So meaning that if they look at a reflection, they don't know that what they are looking at is themselves. I can't remember whether it's 2 years old or 3 years old, but at a certain age, yeah, younger than that, they cannot identify. And even before that, they cannot recognize a face. They cannot even, not to mention recognize. They need to see the whole thing before they know that basically their ability to distinguish a face is very weak. This is something that all of us know, but we didn't know that it's linked to this. When we have small babies, there's one game we all play with them. Peekaboo! Right? I play with y'all. Nice or not? Fun or not? I mean, we all play this, you know, but it's only a few years ago, I saw a documentary, then I realized why it's so funny. You notice that if I play with y'all, you also laugh, right? But you laugh for a different reason compared to the baby. For the baby, they show surprise. Yeah, they like it. They appear, actually, we interpret that they like it. Yeah. They appear to like it. What they are expressing is surprise. Yeah. According to the psychologists and neurologists, is that at that certain young age, their ability to map out the human face completely is very weak. So you just block the eyes, you seem to disappear. For an adult, it's a very crazy concept. Like, what do you mean? Huh? What? But all you need to do is block out the eyes. They don't have enough features to do facial recognition. So you appear to just disappear. So they're, eh? Then you, peekaboo. That's why they have that reaction. So it's very interesting how, like in Buddhism, we talk about the attachment to the self through discrimination and the innate attachment to the self. Yeah, increasingly, especially in psychology and neurology, we find that there are certain parallel, not one to one. We cannot say that that's one to one. But there are something you see that there are certain parallel, yeah. Also, in terms of religion, then it's even way beyond that. Just now when we talk about the baby, that is a very raw form, yeah. And when we talk about 具身 was innate attachment, it's actually a very, very raw form. The way I would sort of describe it is when we are crossing the street and a vehicle come out of nowhere and horn at us, yeah, there's a certain shock response. Yeah. When there's that shock response, for example, let's say Zhou Ping again. Yeah. Zhou Ping wouldn't say, "I, Zhou Ping, research fellow, got frightened." Yeah. What goes on in Zhou Ping's mind is just probably just maybe there's not even a word to describe it. It's just that feeling of shock. Yeah. At that moment, there's no further discrimination of who got shocked. Yeah, it's just that, yeah, that's shock. Yeah. So that I would describe as closer to 具身我知. 具身我知. Yes. 人字旁那个句. 具身我知. So whereas 分别我知 would be, I mean, not Zhou Ping lah. Zhou Ping is not like that. You know, maybe about 6 months or a year back, there was this, I think, MediaCorp person. Then, I think twice in the car park. Then, there was some incident. And then, her response was, "You know who I am or not? Do y'all know about it?" Huh? Nobody know. Y'all go and search. MediaCorp actress, yeah, car park. Do you know who I am? Very famous. Huh? I don't know what's her name also. Yeah, I don't have the 分别 to tell the name. But I only know the headline, very funny. Yeah, and that reminded me, this is 分别我知. So when the incident happened and she started to have that kind of response, that's purely 分别我知. Because it's true discrimination. I am media cobbler. You know who I am or not. Yeah. And so on. It's so obvious that she even articulate out the word. "Do you know who I am?" Huh? So this is a very... Huh? 不好意思, huh? So actually, even when we say 不好意思, it's also a 我知.
<laughs> 另一种我知.
So sometimes when we learn this, we may wonder, what's the point of learning this? Yeah, but actually, in our day-to-day life, this is happening. But we don't see it. Yeah, we just simply go with it without knowing that this is the result of these two kind of attachment to the self. Yeah, and of course, the fact that there's attachment to the self, then it's actually because we see or we think that there's a self, whether it's through discrimination or an innate sense. So, let's go further. So, 有老师这样说，自己也如此相信。 Yeah, 相信接受. So just now I mentioned the 信受, yeah, to believe and then to accept. Yeah, 相信并且接受. 或者没有老师, or maybe there's no teacher. Yeah, not from external. Yeah, but then how? 因为人的第六意识善于思维. But sometimes for some people, it's not because somebody teach you. For some people, our mind, 第六意识, the sixth mind consciousness. Yeah, so consciousness, there are a whole list. Yeah, eyes, nose, tongue, body, and number six, the mind. So the mind, with the mind as a basis, then giving rise to mind consciousness. So the mind consciousness can think, can give names, can discriminate, can do all kinds of fanciful things. So what happened? 善于思维. Yeah, it's very competent, very good at doing this. Doing what? Doing discrimination. Then, 也会思维到, and it can also discriminate to the point of coming to such a conclusion. 有个我, not everybody, but for some people, they may also discriminate this way. There should be a self. Yeah. 平常说我, normally we say I, the self. 这是一句话, this is just a word. 四个字, 四个名字, yeah, it's a name. Yeah. So usually I say, we say I this, I that. Yeah. I am Zhouping, I am Bilang, I am Doreen, I am this, I'm that. Okay. So, this, but these are just a name. 名字里面应该有所表达的体性 yeah, so the name should be pointing to something else. The name should actually represent something else. Yeah, so what is this? 这里面有个我 so through our own discrimination, then we have this thinking, ah, that's a self inside. That's a self inside. 应该有我的体性 that should be the essence of a self. Yeah? So 这个房子 是个名字, so we say, oh, this house or this room auditorium, this is just a name. 房子表示一种物, so this name auditorium or room or house is just a name, yeah. But it represents an object. It represents something else. 有物才有名, so by right we may think, by right that's an object, then that's a name. Yeah, we may think in this way. Yeah, 名义着实, so from the name itself, then we may think that there's some essence in it and become attached to it as being real. Yeah, 所以可能由自己的思维而来. So it could also be through our own discrimination, our own thinking. 也可能是由老师教导. 这样的我执称为分别我执. So in other words, it can be through our own thinking also, can also be through the teaching of somebody else. Okay. I don't know how you all feel, yeah, but I get quite excited when I read my teacher's transcripts. So, second category. Any questions about the first category? Yeah. Any questions? So this is just laying out the field, okay? Establishing what it means by that. So second category, 具身我执. Yeah. 第二种是具身我执. So second category is the innate sense of a self. Yeah. Innate attachment to the self. So 不需要分别. Don't require further thinking. Further discrimination. You don't need more names to it. When a car almost knocked into you, you don't need to, oh, I, Zhouping, I'm a Singaporean, I've served NS, I'm this and that, I'm very shocked. You don't need. Immediately shocked. Huh? Correct or not? Yes, say yes. Okay, good. Yeah. You all can try also. Yeah. Walk by the street, then suddenly just jump out and see what happens. Don't try, please don't try, okay? Yeah, you try, then whether got self or no self, your body will get smashed. So, 也不是读书学习来的. So, it's also not, the second category is also not through reading books, yeah, learning from other sources. 是在无分别中就执着有我. So, it is within non-discrimination that there's already this sense of a self. In other words, this sense of a self, the attachment to this sense of a self, doesn't require further thinking or discrimination. 这样说, 假使没有分别我执, 决定还是有具身我执. In other words, even without discrimination, if you don't have discrimination, then there is no the first category, attachment to the self through discrimination. But, 具身我执还在, yeah. The innate discrimination is still there, and that's why for children, you know the Chinese saying, what is the saying? 人之初性本善, yeah. Actually, Buddhism don't agree with this, yeah. But Buddhism also don't say 人之初性本恶. We say 人之初性本缘起, 性缘起, yeah, depend on conditions. Yeah, depends on condition. Yeah. But because of the way we are not enlightened. So since born, have this tendency to have this sense of a self. So the baby, when wet, will cry. But not as a result of, hey, I'm baby leh. I'm your son leh. How come you don't take care of me? No. Yeah, not true further thinking, but just very raw, a very raw sensory response. So, 若只观一切法空, 没修我空观. So if a person were to do contemplation on the emptiness of all phenomena and does not cultivate the emptiness of the self, yeah, 没修我空观. 我知也还在, then the attachment to the self is actually still there because of the innate attachment to the self. 而说不与万法不与一切法为伴侣. So if a person were to cultivate the contemplation of emptiness of all phenomena but has not overcome the innate attachment to the self. Yeah, because you have not cultivated the emptiness of the self yet. Then what happened? When you say, oh, I'm not having attachment or craving to all phenomena. Yeah, I'm not in companionship with all phenomena. Then what happened? 那就可能会形成这样的思想. Then maybe we may come out with this kind of mindset. 我是真常不变的, 真常不变, the self, yeah, I am the true unchanging state. Yeah, 我是真常不变, yeah, I'm the real permanent unchanging self. Yeah, this is who I am. Yeah, if you are familiar with Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, then you know that this is a direct dana towards 真常微心. Yeah. Of course, for those who are not familiar, then it may just be, what is this talking about? Yeah. Because Chinese Mahayana Buddhism, at a later stage, some of the statements made actually start to veer towards the having a self. Mm. Towards the later Tathagata Gappa's teaching, Rulai Zhang Si Xiang, no such issue. But as the tradition developed, then at the later stage, 正常微心, yeah, then it seems like there's a permanent self, yeah.
其余一切法都是空的,
yeah, only this self is not 空. 如回头认真学习佛法, yeah, but 若回头, so if instead one were to turn around and earnestly learn Buddha Dharma, yeah, 佛法是无我论, the teaching of the Buddha Dharma is based on no self, yeah, espouses no self. 那么你是有我论, 又自称是佛教徒, 对不对呢? 是有问题的, yeah. So after learning Buddha Dharma, you learn that the teaching espouses no self. Yeah. But if you actually subscribe to a set of teaching, yeah, or you expound a teaching that actually contradicts that. Yeah. In other words, although Buddhism is supposed to be no self, but you actually teach have self. Then can you still call yourself to be a Buddha's disciple? Is it correct? Buddha is saying, my teacher is saying, there's a problem here.
现在因为是在禅期里面修观,
so this series was during a meditation retreat. Yeah. So during the retreat, my teacher will teach them to do the practices, and this is part of the teaching. Yeah. So, 禅寺里面修观, so do contemplation, do vipassana during the meditation. So, 三三昧与修观有关系. Yeah, so, the three samadhis, yeah, has some connection with the contemplation practice. So, what are the three samadhis? Yeah, 就是空三昧、无相三昧、无愿三昧、三三昧. Yeah, so, these three samadhi, what are the three samadhi? Firstly, 空三昧, yeah, the emptiness samadhi. Second, 无相三昧, the signless samadhi. Third, 无愿三昧, what is 无愿三昧? The non, 无愿 is actually non-seeking, or non-seeking, or non-wishing samadhi. When we go through the explanation, then it become clearer to you. Yeah, 有小乘的三三昧, there is the Hinayana, the triple samadhi in Hinayana. 也有大乘的三三昧. Yeah, so there's also the triple samadhi in the Mahayana tradition. Yeah, so I don't know how familiar you are with these terms, but just come along, come along for the ride. 若没有发无上菩提心, 那就是小乘的三三昧. So if you have not evoked the unsurpassed bodhicitta, then you are is considered to be the Hinayana triple samadhi. So 不过唯识中对于大乘的三三昧和小乘的三三昧说法也不一样. Yeah, 现在不解释那么多. Oops. So, in the Yogacara school, there's a slight distinction in these two explanations. But my teacher chose not to explain too much yet. So, no explanation for you. Kong Sanmei. So, first of all, the emptiness samadhi. What is this? Sanmei is thing. Yeah, samadhi is samadhi. Yeah. Samadhi is concentration. Okay? So, 在禅定里面思维, so... Within this concentration, yeah, my teacher says 在禅定里, 里面思维, this is a statement in general. Oh, so literally means when you are in jhana, in concentration. But how many of us, when we go for a retreat, we actually attain jhana? So that's why I want to highlight this is just a general statement. Yeah. We can sort of lower the bar and we say when we are practicing samatha, no? Otherwise then we can skip the whole chunk, yeah, but still at least good to know. So 在禅定里面思维, so you do this contemplation when you are doing your meditation. So you at first, you just observe, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out. Oh, 谢谢. Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. Wow, 爽. Breathe in, breathe out. What time is it now? Breathe in, breathe out, breathe out. Then suddenly, suddenly all these thoughts stop. Quite quiet. Oh, they also not painful. Oh, and you know, sometimes when you sit, you keep on having this urge to check time. You feel like, wow, that was very long. But sometimes as you sit, you're quite content with the present moment. You're not in a rush to go somewhere. I mean, not that you're going anywhere, retreat, you know. But sometimes you you are able to actually sit peacefully, yeah, without seeking the end of the session. Then, when your mind is somewhat quiet, it doesn't matter whether it's in jhana or not jhana, concentration or not. Yeah. In such a state, yeah, then you can try this. Kong San Mei, yeah, emptiness samadhi. 三昧是定, okay, so 我不可得, so you can do this contemplation. The self itself is not obtainable. Yeah. The self itself is not obtainable. 我不可得. This is actually very brief. Just like that, then 空三昧. This is known as the emptiness samadhi. So, in this case, my teacher is actually directing the teaching on emptiness towards the self. Yeah. So, in which case then, you just contemplate. 我不可得. So, while this is just one word, you can go further. What is this? What is this I? Is there a permanent I that you can actually have? Yeah, when we say I, which part is the I? And so on. Yeah, do this contemplation. So this is the first part. Yeah. So 我不可得，但是但还有色受想行识，有眼耳鼻舌身意，有色身香味触法，眼识乃至意识，还都是有的。So the self is you cannot find yourself, but all this phenomena is still there, right? You cannot say no I ma. No eye, punch your eye, got blue back or not? Have. So cannot say don't have. No face, got face or not? Don't give you face, take her face, slap you then, you know. Say no face. Immediately you wo. So, here, although the first part we contemplate, okay, the permanent self cannot find. But then this physical body, the parts, yeah, the mind and body, it still exists. Yeah, then how? 这一切法都有, yeah, 只是没有我. So all these phenomena do exist. Yeah, 都有 means do exist. It's just that don't have a self. Yeah, 是为空三昧. Yeah, so this is one approach to do the first stage of the contemplation. Yeah. Second, 无相三昧. Second level, beyond this. 只. So what is this second level? 无相三昧, signless. That means nothing at all. So let's go clearly. 只色受想行识是毕竟空. So just now we just contemplate on how the self, yeah, something permanent don't exist. But this body, mind, these five aggregates do exist. But here we go further and contemplate. The five aggregates is ultimately void. 毕竟空, here the kong is literally don't exist. Yeah, but it's 毕竟. That means ultimately this body, ultimately what will happen? 薄咯. Yeah, isn't it? Is there any one of you, ultimately your body will still be around? Your mind is still the same? The same mind will still exist ultimately? No. Yeah, that is the ultimate state. Actually, this is very interesting. 毕竟空. There's a scientific term for it. It's called entropy. Yeah. Correct? Entropy? Yeah. That ultimately all things go into from a more complex state to a non-complex state. And the most uncomplex state is total energy, heat death. Heat death. But that's a scientific term. My point is that, very interestingly, there's actually a parallel description of a similar observation of nature. Yeah. In Buddhism, it's called 毕竟空. The difference is that in science, through observing this, then a lot of different theories and hypotheses come up. By Buddhism, observing this, then arise what? Let's see. So, 色受想行识是毕竟空. The five aggregates are ultimately void. Yeah, ultimately empty and void. So, 色受想行识等十八界，一切法都是空的. Yeah, so all phenomena ultimately is void. 这是无相三昧. So this is a signless concentration. Normally, we just focus on what? We focus on existence. 这个, here there's this. There there's this. Yeah, we focus on the existence. Have this, have that. Including have what we don't want, have what we want. Yeah. Including even non-existent, we also attach to it. Everything we are attached. Now, we say, you contemplate on how all this ultimately void. You like or don't like, ultimately void. Yeah. So, doesn't mean this don't exist, but it's that this is just a temporal snapshot that we are experiencing. Temporarily existing, but ultimately don't exist. If ultimately all don't exist, then why are we so affected? Yeah, it's because we hold on to that snapshot and keep it in our mind, and oh, this is so important, this is so precious to me, oh, it's like that, and must continue to be like that. But if we open our eyes, actually nobody there already, no. Nobody there. Yeah. But we continue to hold on to that memory, and we think, oh, so beautiful, so precious. Yeah, then we suffer. Then we suffer. It's like, imagine your old primary school, then you have so much fun there. And let's say your primary school is not demolished yet. It's still functioning as a primary school. Then you go back there, then you continue to go and play the swing. Then all the small kids look at you. Then assembly time, you go and stand there. And then you wear a school uniform. And this sounds ridiculous, right? But this is what we are doing when we hold on to the past. Yeah. Everybody else changed, you know, then we still go there? What happened? It's a strange thing, huh? Yeah, all the primary school kids look at you. Are you a new teacher? No, I was a student. Oh, you were a student. Yeah, I was a student. But I think I'm still a student. Oh, then jialat, huh? Or worse still, we go back to the same place, but actually the whole place demolished. Now condo, no? You go back there, then you try to enter. And then, hey, miss, where are you going? I'm going back to visit my classroom. What classroom? Is there a classroom here? Don't frighten me. Is there a classroom here? Yeah, last time, what primary school is here? Miss, that primary school 20 years ago already demolished lah. No, in my mind, it's still here. You cannot see. That playground is here, then tuck shop here, then the security guard. Then I think the security guard get more frightened than us. Yeah. But if we hold on to the past like that, it can become very real, no? And if our own attachment become more real than what is outside, then jialat. Yeah. Not so much right or wrong, but in the end, who is suffering? We ourselves suffer. We ourselves suffer. So, this teaching, a long time ago, I told a friend, we were at the beach, we were sitting down there. I was thinking about that day, because I was having a not so good day, in a way not so good day. So I was thinking, then suddenly I had my own moment of aha. Yeah. And I thought to myself, 100 years from now, none of this will matter. And I was like, ah, this makes so much sense. And then I turned around and told her, hey, 100 years from now, none of this will matter. She looked at me, huh? Then as I made the statement, then I realized how inappropriate that statement was in that context. Imagine you go out, you know, at that point in time I was working, that was like a part-time date. Then you tell the girl, or if you are the girl, the guy come and tell you, whatever, you know, 100 years from now, none of this will matter. I think that would be the last date. But the truth is, whether that's the last date or not, 100 years from now, none of this will matter. It is the truth. Yes.
We don't need even 100 years. Maybe, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. 1 week later.
1 week later. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Really. My first sense of that was actually not that day. It was when I was in JC. When the old Bush started the Iraqi war. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when we, in the school library, we saw the news in the TV, and we were like, I guess we don't have to really worry about A-levels anymore. I mean, it's the first time in our lifetime back then that a major conflict started. Before that was the usual Tamil Tiger, la, Khmer Rouge, what, you know, Pak Bi Wan. And even now, we say Pak Bi Wan, Tamil Tiger, Wan Yao. Mm. You know? Like, back then, we cannot imagine that Sri Lanka will ever have peace, no? But so far also, no? Less than 100 years also. Yeah. So back then, in 19... Was it 91 or 90? I think 91. Yeah. When the conflict started, I was like, who knows, you know? Maybe this start World War III, then with Mali Kampong, we don't have to worry about the levels. Of course, as we know, it didn't escalate that far. Yeah, but many things don't require a world war to end, you know. Yeah. When there's no more condition, you keep on holding on to it. That's like what? You get off the train, and then you hold on to the train. You hold on to the platform and hold on to the train. What will happen? Either you get torn apart, or you get dragged by the train, or you fall off the train. Yeah. Only these three conditions. Yeah, you must know that you are not Spider-Man. then hold on to the two. Yeah, we are not Spider-Man. We are also not Fantastic Four. Cannot. You must know. Cannot. Yeah. So for normal human beings, not mutant, only three types. One, what is number one? One, we fall, we get torn apart. You don't want to let go, right? You get torn apart. Or two, you get dragged along. Or three, you fall onto the platform. Yeah.
But,
yeah. None of it is good. Yeah. 到站下车就下车了，不要再又上又下。Ding dong, then the ding dong, attention please on the platform, please stop coming in and out. Yeah. Yeah, if you take a train and the train says, "Dong dong dong, attention all passengers, this train is off service." Dong dong dong, all passengers, please alight. Ching shh. Dong 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 dong. Please alight. This train is off service. This train is bound for depot. Please alight. Then you have the service staff come around. Come, please. Wait for the next train. Then one person. I'm taking this train. Then what's it like? Yeah, so don't do that. But of course, as a lay person, if you were to do this contemplation 100 years from now, none of this matter. Then a lot of you will join me. Yeah. So how? Yeah, but even if you don't do it to the max, you must remember, whether you do this contemplation or not, this is the truth. This is still true. When we don't do this contemplation, it's just that, it's just that, you know. Yeah, it's not that, Sifu, I contemplate now my life is so miserable. I don't contemplate, things really last. Like, Sifu, huh? What do you mean?
Nothing.
When I contemplate, my phone immediately disappears. Then, when I don't contemplate, my phone, I drop, I throw, still not broken. If that's the case, then don't contemplate. Sifu, I don't contemplate, I never fall sick. I contemplate, immediately I want to disappear. My hand disappears. See, my hand disappeared already. Then, don't contemplate. But the truth is, you contemplate or not, it's still like that. So I would still say, even lay person or monastic, doing this contemplation can help us relate to this world, relate to ourselves, to others, in a more realistic way. Yeah, not pessimistic, yeah, not optimistic also, but more realistic. Yeah, we would have a healthier relation with others. Yeah, for a start, if you consider that, on one hand, maybe it's the way we present it. We say 100 years from now, nothing will matter. But actually, the reverse is also true. If 100 years from now, nothing matter, then why are you still arguing? Right? Why are you still angry for what? 100 years from now, doesn't matter, don't be so angry lah. Correct not? And if 100 years from now, this will be over, then while it's still here, while we are, the relation is still there, your friendship is still there, then myself, have a healthy friendship, healthy relationship. It doesn't mean that, oh, you do this contemplation, then, no, it doesn't mean that. So, let's take a look further. So this is the second of the, this is the 无相三昧, 无相, signless. 先是我不可得,而后一切法不可得. So first of all, the first stage, emptiness directed towards the self, then is that the self is not obtainable. There's no self to find, actually. When we say 我不可得, doesn't mean that there's a self but you cannot get it. No. It's that you cannot find something that is fit to be considered self. Nothing permanent, everlasting, unchanging that you can find. Then second stage, 一切法不可得, that all phenomena, but Sifu, just now you said that 100 years from now, then it doesn't matter. Now it matters, right? Well, how much, to what extent does it matter? Even the present is temporal. This teaching is not saying 100 years, then it doesn't matter, no. When we say 100 years later, it's very obvious. But it's that moment to moment, you hold on to it, actually cannot hold on to it also. Moment to moment we are changing. Moment to moment this world is changing. The moment it has changed, that the previous state of us don't exist anymore. Like sometimes maybe we are upset with someone. And that person is upset with us also. But moment to moment things change. And maybe that person attend SGC. Then, kankaila. Then after that, when we meet that person again, why the person so happy? Then the person look at you, how are you? Then we are surprised. We don't know how to respond. Why? Because moment to moment, that person already changed. That person you are angry with, don't exist. Then you still try to be angry, but that person don't respond with anger because the person is the different person already. Then we still, unhappy. Then we may, if we are wiser, then we may find that it's a joke. But if we are so overwhelmed with defilements, then we get angry. You are so happy, huh? You attend SGC, then you're so happy. Then leave me behind to be miserable. You don't want to quarrel anymore. Last week, quarrel so long, then like that, just settle. Cannot, no. We must continue. There are people who are like that, no? The reverse, maybe, is more obvious. Two person maybe, have some connection. But after that, maybe one person attend SGC. Okay, maybe not SGC. But maybe at SGC, maybe some Dharma talk. Then after attending, you change the mindset. See the futility of all this. Then change already. But the other person, then the other person, hello. Also doesn't mean that it's, what you want. But the interaction is different already. But if we still try to interact in the same way, then it's very odd also. Isn't it? Then it's begama. Then, so, we have to ask ourselves, if the person is have some wisdom, not overwhelmed by defilement, then see, change already. Then since the relation is not a thing by itself. A relation is the result of two parties. So if one party changes, the relation must change. Yeah, it's just like the you in a train. The train move away, you want to, then, wu ma fen si. Yeah. So, give rise to wisdom. Yeah, if we cannot wait until the moment it happened, then we try to contemplate. Very difficult. Yeah, here is not, here is during a retreat. Why do we have a retreat? Why do we do this during retreat, during class? Because during retreat, during class, nothing is happening. Yeah, then you can prepare yourself. If you were to do this contemplation frequently, then when it does happen, you can see it. You are able to respond correctly. Whereas if you don't do it normally, then suddenly when it happens, you're surprised. So, 这就是我空法空, so this is the emptiness of the self and phenomena. 在我也不可得, 一切法也不可得. So the self cannot be found, yeah. You cannot find the permanent everlasting self. Yeah, such a self don't exist. 一切法也不可得. All phenomena, you can only have the temporary transient interaction. That's all you have. Yeah. You think about everything we own. Everything. Sifu, why you keep talking about owning things? You are so attached to things. No. It's that when you talk about things, it's the interaction that matters, you know. So what if you have a lot of things at home? Actually, sometimes if you buy so much things, you don't even have time to go through all of them in a whole year, no? Yeah. I'm not talking about just touch and go, like, yeah. If every day you use a few things meaningfully, I think if you have a lot of things, in a whole year, you cannot finish all your things. And yet, in the whole year, we are still buying new things. Yeah. Then, it actually sort of defeats the purpose of ownership. Yeah. Because the whole point of having things is so that you can have interaction with them. So that you can have an interaction and usage of them. But if in the end, you hold on to the idea of that thing, then it's just having the thing in your mind. Yeah. And if you think about it, actually many times we buy things just to have it in our mind. Oh, I have that thing in case if I need it. Whenever we buy things in case if we need it, we are just buying it to put it in our mind. Yeah. Then we put so much things in our mind, then we wonder, hey, how come when I meditate, I cannot meditate? Of course, there are so many things in our mind. So, 然后心里面远离一切分别，明无缘，无缘三昧. So from the first stage to the second stage, to see that the self and all phenomena, there's nothing that truly exists the way we see it, and that you can obtain, that you can hold on to. And with this in mind, then what happened? Then you no longer seek any of this. Yeah. Then hence, 无缘三昧. This yuan literally means to have no aspiration, no wishes. Yeah. But no aspiration, no wishes for what? Just now we say, we buy something in case if we need it. So this is a wish to have this so that we're like this, like that, a lot of things. Yeah. So, now, when you see truly the nature of all things, then no more that longing, that clinging, that leaping out. That part becomes weakened, dull, and your mind, when we think about this, wow, then 无怨, no more wishes. Wow, so when I have my birthday, no more wish. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. I make a wish, no wish left. After I practice the Diamond Sutra, 无怨, then I don't have more wish. Seems very boring, very, like, such a gloomy, yeah? Almost like the description of someone with depression, right? Yeah. But the difference is, someone with depression actually hope and want to have that, have that yearning for life, but somehow cannot. This one is voluntary. Depression is involuntary. This is, you see clearly, so the truth is, such a person is at peace with whatever is present. That's why 无怨. No more longing for more, for this, for that, for whether the past or the future. Because of the earlier cultivation, the earlier development. So, 静坐的时候, 修samatha, 以后, so samatha, 修samatha, so samatha, this word, I've mentioned in many classes, this is not unique to Theravada Buddhism. Likewise, pipo-sana, vipassana, it's not unique to Theravada Buddhism also. It's also not unique to Mahayana Buddhism. It is found in Buddhism. Because the Buddha teach it. 不妨做如是观. So, 修三摩他以后, so just now I pointed out, right? So, you quieten your mind, you do your normal samatha practice, 10 minutes. Then after that, 以后, 不妨做如是观. So after that, you can do contemplation. In this way. In what way? What have been described? 如果是得了定, 在定里面做如是观, 那就是三三灭了. So my teacher added this. 如果是得了定, in other words, sometimes we try to cultivate samatha, but haven't succeed. Doesn't mean that you do samatha meditation, observe breath, in out, then immediately concentration. You go for swimming class, doesn't mean you know how to swim. Correct? So similarly, when you meditate, maybe you have jhana, maybe you don't have. Maybe you have concentration, maybe you don't have. So you can still do this. But if you have obtained concentration, 如果是得了定, 在定里面, 怎么样子呢? So within the concentration, so you do concentration, then after that, within this concentration, what happened? 做如是观, so do contemplation as mentioned above. 那就是三三昧, then that is the triple samadhi. So, 这样讲三三昧, 我们才明白, 无相三昧就是不与万法为伴侣. So, if we were to understand and to explain in this way, then we will understand that the signless concentration, the signless samadhi, is actually 不与万法为伴侣, is to be not in companionship with all phenomena. 空三三昧, 空三昧是我空, 先修我空, so emptiness samadhi is the emptiness of the self. So first you cultivate the emptiness of the self. 然后修一切法空, then you contemplate on the emptiness of all phenomena. 这样子就没有我执的过失. In this way, then there's no fault of the attachment of the self. 如果不修我空, 只是观一切法空, if you do not cultivate the emptiness of the self, but you just contemplate on the emptiness of all phenomena, 那这个人 有可能不是佛教徒, 因为我还在, so if a person only contemplate the emptiness of all phenomena, this person may not be a Buddha's disciple, may not be a Buddhist. Why? Because the self is still there. We'll stop here. So next week there's no SGC. Should we still have this class? Oh, but not whether we should, because this place is not available. So next week there's no class. Then on the 7th we will still have class. Okay? 合掌回向, 愿消三障诸烦恼, 愿得智慧真明了, 普愿罪障悉消除, 世世常行菩萨道, 阿弥陀佛, 起立。